Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Patriots have a new quarterback. The Cam Newton watch is finally over.
I like.
Veteran QB is also reportedly, quote, hungrier than ever.
Cam Newton can move with that football.
There goes Cam.
Quarterback draw.
Cam Newton can add a dynamic aspect.
Add to the highlight reel that one. Somersault for the touchdown.
The legend goes on.
Newton sits in there and we got a touchdown.
He's going to be difficult to defend.
Superman, Cam Newton.
All right. Welcome back to OMF. That was obviously the hype video the Patriots put out, the official announcement yesterday of signing of one Cam Newton. With that, they also, some contract details came out per Field Yates. We knew about some of these things, 1.05 base salary, $550,000 fully guaranteed, roster bonuses up to about $43,000, $44,000. But the playing time incentives and all the other incentives, it's about percentage of snaps, and a lot of it's tied into whether he makes the playoffs or not. We thought maybe there would be touchdowns, you know, completion percentage, but no, it's tied into percentage of snaps all the way from 13% to 90%, 2.25, but if this team makes the playoffs, that jumps to 375. So, guys, this kind of makes sense, right, given the injury history of Cam Newton, to tie it into snap percentages as opposed to maybe others that maybe you would see in contracts.
Boy, what a great deal they got. What an unbelievable deal.
They got a good deal. Plus, he got a good deal. I mean, he got a good deal in the sense.
He got a good opportunity.
Yeah, he got a good opportunity. But don't you think he got a good deal in the sense, Christian, that for a quarterback, he would rather have playing time bonuses than completion percentage or those type of things?
Yeah, you know, for most people that don't know, so if you're a position player, well, I guess an offensive lineman would be pretty much guaranteed if you're a starter to take every single snap just like a quarterback would.
Right.
But a wide receiver, tight end, tailback, any one of those situational players that you may not even be in the game plan.
Pass rusher.
In week two. Yeah, you're not going to – I mean, that's why those numbers – all those stats, all those percentages, if he's the starter, which we all think he will be, he'll get that easily.
Yeah.
90%. So basically, they said to him, listen, you're going to get that money.
Right.
You know, you're going to get that money. So even if you play 14 games, you play 90% of those 14 games, you're going to get your money.
Right.
So to me, I mean, they're guarantees, but, you know, it still puts the Patriots in a really nice position just in case something happens or he gets hurt. They get their money back. They get a refund.
And I think when you look at this contract, I think for Cam, he probably went into it thinking, I'm going to get more money, but because of, and obviously it's because of the coronavirus, right? Because I think if there's no coronavirus and Cam Newton's able to go to some places and then maybe take physicals, and I think he's probably getting more money out there, right? And maybe he's able to
prove that he's not a dink.
Yeah, and sure. Maybe saying, you know, all right, I don't want the $20 million, but, you know, I want $10 million. And the team will go, okay, you know, we sat down with him. We can work that out. But because there's no the coronavirus hit, the Patriots works out perfect. They get a guy who's the best on the market. I would take Cam over Jameis Winston and Andy Dalton.
Yeah. Now, I think, listen, I think you see that hype video. You see this tweet from Mike Giardi, who joined us earlier in the show. He tweeted out yesterday, says, in light of the Cam Newton officially being a Patriot, have been doing my due diligence on Cam. An ex-teammate told me, quote, motivated. Cam is motivated to stick it up everyone's ass. Why, he asked, he's going to impact him at all. Quote, he won't say it, but he took names. So it certainly sounds like a guy we all expect, you know, to be the starting quarterback, a guy that is highly motivated. But Eric Mangini, this morning, he sees it a little bit differently.
There's absolutely a chance he doesn't start week one. There's a chance that Cam Newton's not on the roster week one. The Patriots gave him $550,000 in guaranteed money, which is a rounding error. All of the risk is assumed by Cam Newton in this equation. If they don't like the way that he's working, if they don't like the way that he's adjusting, if he's not as healthy as they expected, they can move on from him without even thinking twice. It's going to be a function of him not only coming in and showing that he's healthy, but he's got to come in and show that he can play and operate in the Patriot way. And I've said this over and over again, it's not for everybody. And he's got to adjust and prove that he can fit in that style.
See, I do think that's kind of what I was talking about. I do think this isn't for everybody, and you can't just assume that you're going to roll out there, because I think that they're going to mess with him a little bit. And I shouldn't say mess. I should say challenge him, because I don't think that they're just going to say, hey, here's the starting job. I actually think that they're going to put Stidham, when that camp first opens, and they get in the huddle, and they say, Stidham, you got the first six. And I think Cam Newton is standing right next to Josh McDaniels. And I think that's going to burn inside. That's going to piss him off. Because the goal for the Patriots is there's already a fire lit.
Right.
How can we stoke it? How can we make it bigger? How can we make it better? How can we, you know, maybe add on to the fact that it's you against the world?
Right.
So what do? We got to piss him off. We got to anger him.
I can see
him.
That, though. I could see that where you go 10 plays. Hey, Jared, you got the first six, Cam. You got the next four. And he's standing right next to Josh, and he's like, okay.
Wouldn't you feel insulted?
Right.
Listen, this guy's nowhere near as good as I am.
Right.
This is crazy.
He couldn't hold my jock at Auburn.
Are you kidding me?
And Mangini kind of stated the obvious, didn't he? Listen,
yeah,
he comes
Captain
in
obvious.
And he's not healthy, and he doesn't move around, and he looks like crap, and he doesn't work. He's not in his playbook. Sure. Mm-hmm. If that's the case, then yeah, of course, the Patriots can release him because there's not much guarantee there, but I don't... Does anybody expect that?
No.
This guy is motivated.
But, Lou, the other thing they always like to throw in there is like, oh, can he do the Patriot way? Can he handle Belichick?
I hate the Patriot way. I hate that.
This is the only thing that you have to, you know, like, I would say to a football player, if they're going to New England, okay, can you play on the bill? All right. What are the things that would, you know, maybe be an issue for you? Can you deal with him calling you out in a meeting on Monday morning after a game? Because really, other than that, and nowadays it's much easier because he can't really, you know, put you in pads like we were in pads during the Super Bowl. But besides the Monday morning meeting where he's calling people out, he's like, what are you doing on this play? God damn it, Christian. You know you're supposed to be. Other than that, I don't think it's that hot to play for Bill.
I don't think it is either. But I would say, just like Eric Mangini say, it isn't for everyone. And I would say the diva-esque type guys that have never been called out, guys that can have bad games and coaches just ignore because their ego is so fragile.
Right, but I think that's what I would ask. You think
so? We're going to find out.
Do you think he has the sense in him where, because isn't that the biggest thing, is being able to deal with being called out in front of everybody?
Yes, because it's you're embarrassed because you're a pro, and God forbid he lets everybody know that you didn't do your job.
Right.
That's what I was. So what you did by calling me out is prove to everybody else that I didn't take my job serious.
Right.
I didn't take it serious. So I didn't spend enough time. So, you know, and then in turn, I let you down because I didn't think it was important enough. Mm-hmm. And then here you are calling me out. Hey, because I used to remember when it was the simplest thing. We had this play. It was this gap right. Yep. Right. Real basic stuff. Red right. Gap right.
Right.
Everybody gaps right. Real right. Simple. Yep. You don't have to think at all. I don't care what happens to my outside. I'm just stepping inside. And if he goes around me, good. It's not mine anyways.
Somebody else's gap.
Sure enough, gap right is called. Some idiot steps left. Steps left. It looks like some freaking just like we have never been on the field in our lives.
Like one of them bad synchronizing water
groups. Exactly. Somebody's drowning. So sure enough, what does Bill do? Hey, Willie, if I say gap right and you're a lineman, which way are you stepping?
Right.
To the right, coach? To the right. Hey, blah, blah, blah. What are you doing? I mean, it's this big, and I don't think a lot of people get pissed.
Right.
They get angry. Some people will, like, take it as a challenge right. and try to prove you wrong. Others pout.
Right.
Mm. They feel like they're being picked on.
Right. You can't get butt hurt with Bill.
Yeah, but I think a lot of guys do.
Right, and I think that's the biggest thing what we're going to have to see with Cam Newton, because it's not going to be about the way Bill coaches them or whether or not they're wearing pads or practices being hard or that kind of running after practice. It's not going to be none of that. It's going to be, like you said, that Monday morning meeting when you just beat a team 21-3 and everybody's smiling and happy, and then boom,
why is everybody sad?
Yeah, and then you come in and then Bill throws the tape on and here it is. Like you said, gap right. Cam, we got this protection here. Hey, Devin, on 66 protection, which way should the quarterback be looking versus cover two? Hey, quarterback should be looking left, coach. That's what you tell us. Oh, yeah. Hey, Cam, which way are you looking? God damn it. How are we supposed to win football games, Devin, when our quarterback, Cam Newton, Mr. Superman, yeah, we call exactly. 66, and he's looking right.
You know what I'll equate it to? Here's what I'll equate it to.
We got to get that mic'd up.
Here's what I'll equate it to. So I always think it's funny when high school kids are getting recruited, like mm-hmm. every coach just loves them. They love them to death, and they call them, and they're the best thing in the world. When they get on campus, It's like you don't know each other.
Right.
They're not kissing your ass. They're not calling you. They just wave to you in the hallway.
Right.
I remember that happened to me, and it's my son's doing the same thing. He's like, God, I don't even see these guys. They're like, well, yeah, because they're done recruiting you. You said yes.
Right.
So they don't care anymore.
And
they're doing the same thing to the other guy.
The totem pole.
Yeah, so I feel like it's the same thing. It'll be the same thing with
Cam. But mentally, can he get through that, right?
Is he going to hold a grudge?
Is he going to let Bill in and then go in the locker? I'm like, man, I can't believe
what the hell is this guy doing?
We just won why is he calling me up?
But exactly. Don't you think a guy that's been in the league that long kind of already knows? Like, you know, he's out there throwing Muhammad Sanu.
I don't think
Sanu's like, hey, Cam, man, be ready.
No.
Because I tell you, Bill's going to call your ass out in the middle of the meeting. Bill's going to mess with you. Bill might even start Stidham for first practice.
You never know, because until you actually experience it, you never, because...
Oh, I know, but the people are warning him that this is probably going to happen.
But maybe when you get warned, it's like you don't really know how bad it is, right? And Bill will embarrass you, right? For whatever reason, Bill, I'll give him credit, for whatever reason he has, I don't know, like this lore. You know what I mean? It's like, you know how there's like women who just have this sex appeal, and it's like no matter what you do, you look at them and they got you hypnotized. Mm-hmm. Bill has this like lore, like... He embarrasses you. Like, you're like, is he saying this to me because he's trying to make fun of me?
Yeah.
Or
you got to filter the sarcasm and the wit
Does he
and everything.
Really think right. I'm that dumb?
So you guys are talking about how Cam is going to kind of, you know, deal with Bill, or Bill's going to deal with Cam. And by the way, we're doing a show live here from Shaw's and Star Market WEI studio. I'm curious, how are the fans going to react to one Cam Newton?
Well,
you know, we had a lot of this discussion here today. And I know, Wiggy, you've got, because we are the Jock Itch show, and Wiggy, you've got an itch you want to scratch, we want to bring this part up here, but like, how do the fans relate? This guy that everyone has seen down in Carolina, you saw the Super Bowls, you see the press conferences, and now he's your quarterback.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let me itch first.
Okay.
My itch, I feel like it's a little bit bigger and longer than yours. Okay.
Oh, wait a second now.
So, because I think I had my perception of Cam Newton.
Right.
Okay, and what I've noticed is that I've never really seen an athlete come into this town and be so accepted and loved so quickly without even taking a snap. It's been a little over a week now, and the love affair with this guy has just skyrocketed. Every day it gets higher and higher, the expectations and what's capable, and 9-6, Super Bowl or bust. And I have to say that I felt like I was part of the crowd that was judging him wrong. No, I'm not part of the problem, because I only reacted to what he gave me. But I saw this footage of, I don't know if you guys know this guy, his name's Graham Benzinger, okay? He's kind of like the James Lipton Inside the Actor Studio guy. He interviews all these actors. Back in 2015, you know, he had Cam Newton on his show, and he asked Cam to just describe a play that he would call in the huddle or at the line of scrimmage.
Give an example of a play you would call in the huddle versus one that you'd call at the line of scrimmage.
Really? All right, here we go. You want it, right? All right, here we go.
I want it.
I get the play. Here we go. Here we go. We got twins right, key left, 631 smash, every track, sneak. Hey, alert. Alert now. Listen, Benji, I need you to pay attention now. Because last time you got jammed on the West Coast, if he press you, I'm going to check my hand. If I open palm, that's a fade. If I give you the slant signal, that's a slant. All right, here we go. One more time. You got 631 smash, F track, sneak. I want alert to smash. I want. Ready?
So what are you saying there?
So, listen, it's twins. What I say, twins left or twins right? It don't matter. So if it's twins right, because the formation may change. You can tomato, tomato. You can run right or you run left. So if it's twins right, usually Benji's my guy. And for all, Benji is Kelvin Benjamin. If it's a look that I like, I come to the line of scrimmage. Usually it's probably 12 to 14 seconds left on the play clock. So you probably get the Omaha, Omaha from Peyton, but you know, usually. I don't got that in my repertoire yet, so I was trying to call Charlotte. Don't worry about it. So I look to Benji. If Benji has a one-on-one look, I told him I'm open palm for a what? Fade. Or if I wanted to do a slant, I'll give him a. So I'm gonna have everybody really wearing their blockers. And, oh, Chelsea, he just gave him a fade signal.
So here's my
thing. I love
thing.
Cam. That's my quarterback.
So again, okay, there's this love affair you have with him already. And I understand. Here's the thing, though, Wiggy.
Uh-huh.
I completely understand why.
Uh-huh.
He's funny. He's witty. He's very competitive. I mean, you could easily understand how the NFL could be completely enamored with him when he was the rookie of the year. He was a marketing genius. I mean, he was endorsing everything.
Mm-hmm.
You name it, he was doing it. Okay, but then what happened? What happens? He has a stupid comment about routes.
Right.
Okay. And then, so sure enough, his reputation kind of takes a hit. They snatch that endorsement away from him, give it to Dak Prescott. Then he gets hurt. Then people just start losing interest in him. And then
he's not playing well.
Yeah, he's not playing well. And then you're starting to judge him. Then you're starting to critique his mannerisms, his demeanor on the sideline. And suddenly, you don't like him anymore. You got a sour taste in your mouth, and it's his own damn fault.
But I don't get that, right? See, and this is the issue that I have, right?
What is your itch? Because that was my itch.
My itch is this, and I'm going to scratch it, right?
Yeah,
my,
go ahead.
My
That's
itch
what we
is
do.
That
Jockey.
I don't get where the impression of Cam Newton or the opinion of Cam Newton is he's a dink, he's this, he's that. When all I hear from coaches, his former teammates, mm-hmm. is how this guy works hard in practice. He goes and he competes hot, one of the hottest competitors there are. I watched this thing back in 2018, and that's the year that they started off 16-2. I think it was called All In with the Carolina Panthers, right? Very engaging with his teammates. You know, a guy that working with his teammates before and after practice, his receivers. The coaches love him. Like, everything I've known about Cam Newton, except for those two situations, which was the stupid comment that he made to the female reporter, and then the Super Bowl incident, and then some of the stuff after the Super Bowl. But I can understand that because you just lost in the Super Bowl. I've been on the losing side of Super Bowls before. Unlike you, Christian, who's been in how many Super Bowls?
Just two.
And you've won?
Two.
Right. See, you've never been on the losing side. So I know how frustrating it is and how you don't want to talk to anybody. But fortunately for me, I wasn't in the position where I had a ton of cameras in my face like Cam Newton did.
Yeah,
right?
But you don't see, yeah, he doesn't have that luxury. Unfortunately,
no.
That comes with the territory, and it comes with the money, it comes with the status.
Yeah.
You need to act a certain way.
Yeah, but
Wiggy, that Super Bowl was extremely damaging. It was on Cam Newton, not just a post game, but what happened in the middle of that game. And you mentioned about all those teammates and coaches and hardworking and professional. I mean, the same things you hear about David Price. How you feel about David Price? You know, because it's what you see, what you hear, maybe in the media that you don't like.
The media portrayal of Cam Newton off of two incidents.
It's right? more than that, though. You
no,
keep
no, it's not more than that.
You
that's all it takes.
Well, that's all. But that's okay, all but anybody it, will ever tell
but,
me.
But that's all there's takes. More.
No, but then they're lazy. Then
you're right. It shouldn't take just if it, Lou. It shouldn't be that's all it takes, right?
I understand that. But listen, there's things that happen that athletes do that just stick in your mind.
No, like, no, because here's what I've heard about Cam Newton. Right? I've heard the diving on the football. I've heard the
that's it.
No, it's not it. I've heard the reporter, the woman reporter. But then I hear, oh, it's the way he dresses. It's the way he wears yes. this. It's the way he carries himself.
Yes.
It's the way he does his Superman. It's the way he dabs. Like, it's now becomes, we are now judging him, and we're basing our opinion off of him based on how he's sitting on the sideline with a towel on his head.
Well, I'll say this. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact he's just on another team, and he's an MVP, and people try to break people down. That's just the way it is. As far as the hats and the outfits, I say, listen, if you win, you can do whatever the hell you want. I think sometimes he looks foolish dressed like that after he played like crap on the podium, okay? Mm-hmm. But it is the Super Bowl, and you mentioned it shouldn't be judged on one or two instances based on your career. And I would point to guys even locally. Like when you mention Nomar's name, the first thing people mention is him pouting in the dugout when Jeter's diving in the stands. Mm-hmm. And look what that guy did for the team, I think, before that, the way he played. Dustin Pedroia is another one. Everything he's given to this city. You ask someone about Dustin Pedroia, and they say, yeah, it's not me, it's them. You know, with the Manny Machado thing in Baltimore. So these things stick in the back of your minds. And when you watch a guy do that in the Super Bowl, you're like, come on. And he sound like that afterwards.
Do you have an issue with Lamar Jackson?
No.
Okay, but Lamar Jackson sits on the bench. He puts sunglasses on. He wears those shades. They take pictures on the. They take pictures on the bench, on the sideline. They post them to social media.
But are you talking about after they win?
No. This is during the game. He's got. You never seen him wearing sunglasses during the game on the sideline.
I don't have a problem with it.
But
MVP of the league, Wiggy.
So you don't have a problem.
I just told
guy
you if you win, you could do whatever the hell you want at this
see,
point.
That thinking's whack too, though. That makes no sense. So you can do whatever you want when you win,
right?
But when you
isn't
lose,
that critical.
That to me is weird. So
I'm just saying, when you win, you can get away with a lot of things.
Your dress
when
analogy,
you're playing well, you can get away with a lot
on,
of things.
We're not gonna let you off the hook on this one. Your analogy, your thinking on, hey, I'm okay with Cam wearing a goofy hat when he wins, but when he loses,
he shouldn't wear a goofy hat.
So he should bring two outfits.
Right.
Come out in your uniform.
Luke, I gotta have my winning outfit and my losing outfit.
How about this? When you lose,
my losing outfit is all black.
That makes when you lose, you can't wear the hat or the scarf. How about that? You wear your suit.
If you're gonna judge, you do sound ridiculous.
I brought two outfits.
I got two. My winning outfit.
No hat, no scarf. If you lose.
Hey, baby, what do you think about this outfit for when we win? But here's my losing outfit if we lose. You know,
it's all black.
All black.
I'm gonna be really, really just vague and broad.
I'm gonna wear the little cross pendant on there so people know I'm religious, right?
Yeah, and an American flag just in case.
Right. So here's what I would say, right? If you have issues, and I know, Christian, yours is a little bit different. You're not like,
I haven't even given you my issue yet.
No. But what I'm saying, lose is more about if he wins, he can wear the goofy hat.
No, it's not. It's about the Super Bowl. So I said there's little things that bother me. That's a little thing.
If you want to say, based on watching him on the sideline, maybe his interaction, maybe some of his demeanor. Like, one thing I talk about my
never
son.
Never mentioned that.
One thing I talk about with my son in football is, and just in sports in general, is body language, right? So if you want to say, I don't like his body language, okay, I might be able to see what you're saying. Maybe I don't agree with it, but when you start saying, well, it's the one incident in the Super Bowl, but then the way he dresses?
It's the Super Bowl. It's the Super Bowl.
But you just said that.
I said it's one of the little things. Now you're holding it out like that's the one reason why I don't like Cam Newton or didn't like it.
Is that part of it?
It was a small part of it. Yeah, I don't like it. Me personally, you don't mind it, that's fine. But the people, there's little things that you don't like about him. The big thing is what happened in the Super Bowl and how he acted afterwards. You can't tell me you're down 6 in a freaking Super Bowl with 4 minutes to go and you don't jump on a football. Your first instinct isn't to jump on a football. To me, that says a lot.
Yeah, see, I don't hold a grudge against him as much for that. So you're judging him on one play.
Forget about what he does. One play,
just like people look at Sam Darnold and say, you know, I can't get the whole thing. He sees ghosts out of my head. Just like Dustin Pedroia saying, it's not me, it's them, or Nomar pouting, or butt fumble by Mark Sanchez. So, yeah, one thing is sometimes all it takes.
So would you judge Dustin Pedroia or his career on one situation where he's, you know, the Manny Machado situation. So you're going to judge his whole career, but you're doing that with Cam.
I know Dustin Pedroia. I don't know Cam Newton.
What was so okay? So now, if you know the guy,
based on what I can see. I don't know him,
and that's the thing. So you don't think it's fair for us to judge a professional athlete who's constantly in the spotlight,
Super Bowl, play,
and has the I don't judge him as much for that, and I don't think he has some crazy character flaw. I actually think he's a competitive guy. Mm-hmm. He's a fighter. He works his ass off.
Right.
He cares about winning. That is not my thing with him.
Okay,
my thing is more about just the demeanor and the body language that I personally do not like. I've never met him. I've never spoke with him. Now, I'm on record saying that he's changing my mind because since we're actually paying attention to Cam Newton, mm-hmm. we're finding new clips. We're seeing a different point of view. We're hearing from local radio people in Charlotte. We're hearing from his old players. So my perception of him was just post-game press conferences, how he looked and the games that he played and how he handled himself. I didn't even say this. This may be, you know, throwing rocks. I hate the fact that he calls the play and he stays on a knee.
Right.
And he does this whole dramatic exit out of the huddle. That bugs me. That just bugs me. I also, it just does.
The fact he stays on a knee when everyone's already at the line?
It's like this whole, look at me, I'm just going to get up when I'm ready. Well, it just drives me insane.
Do you know why he does it? Do you know what
because
his reason?
I think he's over-dramatic.
No, he said why he does it.
Why? What is his reason?
He says that's his little prayer moment before the play.
See, now I can't rip him because he's praying to God.
That's his moment.
I don't believe that
either. You're me for a hat. The
but
guy's
that doesn't
praying,
bother
you're pissed
me.
At him.
Because now what that
goes, bugs me.
No, but that doesn't Please bother God. Me because now,
I think he's
now,
a little bit too.
Now you go down the line, right? So were you one of those guys that when you broke the huddle, did you sprint it up to the line of scrimmage, or were you just like, you know, I'm going to get there? Were you one of those guys?
Listen. And this is not Pop Warner.
It's one of those like,
it's
oh,
not Pop
run
Warner.
To the line of scrimmage.
No, no, no. That to me, that doesn't work in the NFL. You have the clock. We're not. You know the clock. You know when you got to hustle.
But you're doing it with him taking the knee.
No, it's different.
Is everybody clapping a huddle in the NFL?
He is the center of it all, and he loves it. So listen, it's a damned if you do, damned if you don't. And for every so, in one hand, he is the most important person on that field.
Right.
So he gets the most attention. And in one hand, it's good. He enjoys it. The stage is never too big for him. But then we're sitting there, and we put our feet up on our coffee table and go, oh, what is this guy doing? Does he really need to sit there and stay on a knee until everybody gets up so everyone can watch him? I tell you this. This may just be a personality trait. I don't like his facial expressions. I don't.
Now I feel like I'm in
scratch
there.
That.
Now I feel like I'm watching Step Brothers, a movie.
You're crushing me because I don't like a hat. You're talking about his facial expressions and the fact that he stays kneeling for a little bit longer.
But hold on, I'm not ripping him. I think he's a great player. I think there's a lot of assets that he have that I'm like, listen, if I have to deal with the kneeling mm-hmm. and the antics and the pouting and then saying the wrong things, I'll deal with it.
Right.
Because what you bring is so important that I'm willing to suck it up and deal with that. So when he's winning,
mm-hmm.
nobody gives a crap. But you start missing games. You start, acting like you don't care.
He only missed, give him credit. He only really missed the two games in 2018, and then 2019 season is when he missed.
But I'm judging him. I would say you're right. He's durable. For a big guy that mm-hmm. plays like that, he's very durable. But the last 2 years, 2.5 years,
yes,
I think
he's dealt with injuries.
Has kind of ruined his reputation.
But now we've kind of found how Christian really feels. This is audio of Christian Fourier talking to Cam Newton.
God damn it, I don't know what it is about your face, but I want to deliver one of these right in your suck hole.
He doesn't like
I don't like your face.
Everything my wife tells me, Cam Newton is a very, very attractive man. So,
he is.
So there's something about his face that
got
you
good
know,
teeth. No, I shouldn't say his face. It's the facial expression.
His facial expression.
Yeah. All right. During the
if
game.
If you don't change your face, I'm going to change it for you.
No, so even I will say in that Graham Benzinger piece,
yep.
The dude is good. Like, he's funny.
Mm-hmm.
He's clever. He knows how to hold a crowd.
Yep.
I mean, he's telling jokes. His timing is impeccable.
Chelsea, he just gave him a face.
The guy's good. I'm talking about as a football player, and maybe I'm just a get off my lawn guy, old school guy.
Sounds like you are.
Okay.
Sounds
like you are. I also hate it when guys that weren't playing were cheering the most. It's like, shut up. I don't want to hear from you. Like, I hated
All this stuff's coming up now.
I hated the guy that was like, good job, good job. And it's almost like they wanted the coach to see them cheering.
Well, it was being so Christian, you hate that the guy was being supportive of the team.
Yes, yes.
The poor guy has been sitting on holding the end of the bench down. He can't even cheer now.
I know. I didn't like it either. Just shut up. Get away from me.
But then it's like, if he's not engaged, then the coach is
What's wrong with you?
Right.
Don't you know we're fighting for our lives here? Do something.
Why are you not engaged? Why are you not?
No one situation with me, Wiggy.
Right.
You are brutal.
You're bad.
You don't like him because of his hat.
Well, you don't like the way he looks or his face.
Two different.
I don't know what I'm dealing with here. One guy doesn't like him. No, one guy likes him.
Well, no, I like him.
No, hold on. Let me get this right. One guy says it's okay for him to wear the goofy hats when he wins.
Yes.
But he can't when he loses.
Not the hat or
not
the scarf.
Or the husky. The other guy likes him, but it's just something about his face.
Well, then, hold on.
Well, first
then
off,
there's the other guy.
I don't want to be pegged as a guy that doesn't like him either. Okay?
Then
that
there's this guy.
Like for 3 months, I've been talking about getting this guy here. There's just some annoying things. That's all.
I didn't realize that happened.
And here's what I would say. You know this song makes me want to go make a six baby. The thing that we were never able to really judge Brady like Cam Newton because we grew up with him. You were on the team with him.
Yep.
You witnessed him. You were paying attention to it. Like, you were talking about him. You were analyzing it. And so it was, and he was always winning. He was always doing the right thing.
Right.
He was always saying the right thing. So, I mean, listen, an outsider, I understand how outsiders in other cities sat there and got irritated with the things Brady said and how he did them.
Right. But is that right to judge Brady because, you know, you might see him yelling and screaming on the sidelines at players or undressing a coach in the Billy O'Brien situation and going, well, now he's going to another team and now, wait a second, or you know what, he's wearing a Canada Goose jacket that looks like, you
know.
Well,
I'll say this, Wiggy, there's a lot more people in this market admitting that last year Tom Brady was kind of pouty. Now that he's left.
Yeah, but
I didn't hear it
that.
As much as when he was here.
I said, listen, I had no problem with Brady pouting and being upset. You want to, and it's the same way.
But the point is that when he was here, you know, people would be like, ah, whatever, you're just picking on him.
Well, that's
now that he's gone, those same people are sitting there saying, yeah, he was pouting. But, there's no doubt about it.
More importantly, they have somebody else. Right, the quickest way. Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to use this quote. It's going to go back to haunt.
Listen,
one is to get under another.
All right, real quick, we gotta go to break. And we put Ryan to work earlier because we wanted some proof, some audio proof. One of the big criticisms of obviously Cam is that Super Bowl, you know, not jumping on the football and the post game. So we know he's a bad loser. How did other losing quarterbacks sound after the Super Bowl compared to Cam? You'll hear all that next here on OMF.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on WEEI. Lou Merlone, Christian Fourier, and Jermaine Wiggins are Jock Itch.
Jock Itch.
Coming
like
to you live in living color.
Jock Itch.
Jock Itch, what is it?
It's just like a, I guess it's in the jock region.
If you have an itch, we'll scratch it.
When you scratch it, it feels so good.
Scratch the itch.
Oh.
Tell you what.
Welcome back to Jock Itch.
Got a chance.
Yeah, tell you.
It's got a chance.
There's a lot of merch going through my head to different ideas.
Yeah. There's a lot of layers there with that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got a Jock Itch. Piece by piece, brick by brick.
Yep. So no Ordway. Wiggy's in the house with the MFers. We are calling ourselves Jock Itch. So one of the big debates that we were having before is, you know, Cam Newton, that Super Bowl performance and not falling in a fumble, how he sounded afterwards and talking about how he didn't want to injure himself, he had an injured shoulder, whatever it was. But so I wanted to compare it to maybe, you know, other losing quarterbacks, because I'm sure every quarterback, when you lose the Super Bowl, you lose a championship, nobody likes losing, just like Cam. So I wanted to start, I want to hear from Matt Ryan. Now, you talk about being pissed off about losing a Super Bowl. You're up 28-3, and you dropped that game, the New England Patriots. Let's hear what Matt Ryan was like after the game.
You know, it's tough to put into perspective, you know, immediately following. It's disappointing. I mean, obviously, we had opportunities. I'm proud of the way that we competed. I mean, we came out, we were really well prepared. We played well. You know, didn't take care of the opportunities that we had in the third and fourth quarter to kind of put that game away. And, you know, we're all disappointed. I think it's going to take some time. I mean, obviously, there's nothing you can really say tonight that's going to make it any easier. But if anything, we've got a young team. We've got a good football team. We came together really well this year, and we've got to find a way to put ourselves back in this position.
Okay. Matt Sounds Ryan. Pretty good. Upbeat, you know.
He's, I don't know about upbeat. I
mean, well, you know, as much as it can loss. Be considered, you know.
Right. You could sound, you hear it in his voice a little bit.
I'm sure he didn't wear a hat.
Right. Devastating. That's probably loss. What
it was. Because he's not allowed to wear a hat if he loses.
Yeah, no, he can't wear a hat.
He had his losing suit on.
It was all black with
take a hat and a scarf off when you play like dog
a cross
crap.
Pendant and an American flag.
That's all. How about Tom Brady? This was the Philadelphia, correct, I think? This is what he sounded like.
Disappointing. I mean, losing sucks, but that's part of you. You know, you show up and you try to win, and sometimes you lose. That's the way it goes. It's tough to lose these games. I mean, but again, you know, you can't win the game if you're not in the game. And, you know, you play to win, and sometimes you lose. And I'm disappointed. Wish we could have done a better job, but we fought to the end. And, you know, I give the Eagles a lot of credit. They played a great game. They got a great team. Those guys played really well.
Now that man said that with all that built up animosity, the fact that Malcolm Butler didn't play, so he's probably really pissed off.
And he had
right?
a great game too, with over 500 yards and what, four touchdowns.
Yeah, but
there's
losing.
Two examples. One's you know,
losing sucks.
Pretty comparable. Yeah. Okay, so what
should
about
we hear Cam
Newton?
Yep.
They just played better than us. I don't know what you want me to say. It's like, they made better poor plays than us, and that's what it come down to. And we had our opportunities. It wasn't nothing special that they did. We dropped balls. We turned the ball over. Gave up sacks. Errant passes. That's it. They scored more points than us.
Can you put it in words the disappointment?
We lost.
And then he got up and left.
Okay. It sounded a lot like the first and second guy, in my opinion.
Hey, we
dropped
not
balls.
Even close.
They played better than us. You know, errant throws. We gave up sacks. I mean, you
and
know.
Then when he said lost and just got up and walked away.
Well, that's because it was over.
No, it was not over.
Do you remember the visual of that press conference? Like how it looked?
Was he
it was actually
his hat?
Even worse than it sounded.
No hat allowed. No hat allowed. No, this
I don't think he wore a hat.
You're a loser. No hat for you.
If you listen to that, just listening to it, he sounds a lot like Brady.
No, he doesn't. Not at all.
He does.
You know what the phrase, the one sentence that stood out to me right away? I don't know what you want me to say. Like it's, What do you mean? I don't know what you want me to say.
What was Brady's first thing?
I don't know what you want me to say. I'm here to amuse you. What do you want me to do? Dance for you? What do you want me to do? Cry
I think
for
you? Admit Brady, that, I think you admit
the first thing Brady said was we suck.
I know you saw that. Mm-hmm. I know you saw that. So, mm-hmm. I mean, the sound of it, the visual, because right when he said lost, he got up and walked away.
Yeah.
The visual was much worse.
Right. So what's that tell me? It tells me that, hey, my quarterback hates to lose.
Oh, God. It should tell you.
My quarterback hates to lose.
I know, but you think Matt Ryan, you think Cam Newton hates losing more than Matt Ryan? Do you think Cam Newton hates losing more than Tom Brady?
Haven't we heard that before, though, like the emotions that a person has after a loss? And, you know, we've sat here and we've had that discussion many a times about athletes after a loss. And, you know, this guy doesn't want to, you know, shake hands, or he, you know, doesn't look. Did it really bother him that he lost the game? Because it seems like it didn't. You know what? After hearing Cam, it sounds like exactly what he said. He's a sore loser.
And I hate sore losers.
Bill's a sore loser.
So I know, but to me, there's Zeus, there's
Why
God,
you hate Bill?
And right. then they live in a different universe.
Why so Zeus
and God. They can do whatever the hell they want.
they're gods.
They're mythic creatures.
Yes.
So I let them do what they want to do.
Uh huh.
Okay, but quarterbacks, they come and go. You're gonna have one leaves, you replace them with another one. That's all I'm saying. I think the being in that position, he had a great opportunity because mm-hmm. he had a lot of fans mm-hmm. to gain more. Because I would say it's easy to be happy when you win. Oh, really?
Right.
But it's even harder to go up there. So if you're going to sit there and have a comment at every open mic
right.
when things are going good, well, try to have the same demeanor and personality
mm-hmm.
and when you lose.
Well, you can't.
All.
But you can't. It's raw emotion.
You can't have it.
It's raw emotion.
No,
raw
no.
emotion after
this,
a loss.
This isn't cheerleading, okay? You didn't just lose.
You just
to
lost.
East Central, okay? We're not. Your mascara isn't
they
coming
lost,
down on you. It's
lost,
not the same thing.
They lost in a season where they went 15-1. They lost. And here's a couple days after the game, Cam Newton. And this is what I like about Cam.
I mean, I've been on record to say I'm a sore loser. Who likes to lose? You show me a good loser, and I'm going to show you a loser.
That's what I'm saying. You show me a good loser up there
that
smiling,
is such a cop
and
out.
I'll show you somebody that is a loser.
That is him coming up with an excuse act like a sore loser. So I'm a sore loser. You know what I'll say? Hey, if show me somebody who doesn't like losing, and I'll show you a loser.
I know he didn't lose much, but guess what?
When you don't think that was an excuse?
When Michael Jordan lost, we saw it in The Last Dance.
Again,
he didn't like losing.
Unicorn. Don't mm-hmm. compare them. Mm-hmm. It's not the same person.
You can't do it.
You can't do it. You can't compare. We're not comparing anyone to Jordan anymore.
So who can
anymore.
I compare Cam Newton to that you go like?
Matt Ryan.
No, there's no way you can compare him to
well,
Matt
why?
Ryan.
Why? I mean, wait. Neither one of us.
Matt Ryan.
Wait, why?
What was Russell? What about Russell Wilson? We don't have Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson had already won a Super Bowl, so it's
it doesn't
a little different.
Matter. No, it isn't different.
Russell lost a tough Super Bowl.
He's okay with losing.
I've told
you. So if you won a Super Bowl, you're okay with losing? The next one?
No, I've been on the side of losing a Super Bowl, but the blow doesn't hurt as much when you know you already have a Super Bowl ring.
See, I can understand if you lost and you had a really good game. Mm-hmm. But then at least you could sit there and say you won't admit this and be like, hey, it wasn't my fault.
Tom Brady.
Kind of like
it wasn't
Brady.
My fault.
Kind of like we heard from Brady.
So
yeah.
To me,
the Eagles Super
if
Bowl.
Cam Newton played out of this world.
Well, he didn't play. He had a bad game.
Then he probably would have a different attitude.
Right, but he had a bad game. He knows that.
Okay, another
he knows
reason
that
why I don't like it.
He's probably knows he's probably the reason why they lost.
I'm curious. I want to hear Russell Wilson because that was an awful loss. He threw a pick to lose the game.
Yeah, Russell Wilson's
it definitely hurts. You know, you think about everything you go through all year, all the ups and downs, just how great we play throughout this game. At the same time, I love the guys that I have around me. You know, I love the people that I have around me. So I hate feeling like I'm the one that lost it in a way. You know, so.
I would Russell Wilson
so much better.
He's a different type of cat, and I would say this about Russell Wilson. What do we know that some of his teammates say about him? His teammates, Richard Sherman, I believe it was Golden Tate. There's a lot of guys that have said Russell Wilson is not a good teammate. I haven't heard that about Cam Newton.
We're talking about
if you're talking about a fraudulent player, Russell Wilson is a fraudulent player.
Why are you picking on Russell Wilson now?
I'm just
why? You have
now
some
he's
issues
fraudulent.
With Russell Wilson.
What is it that you don't like about Russell Wilson?
Hold on, wait.
As a quarterback.
Go ahead, scratch that itch. Go ahead, scratch
I love
it.
Him as a quarterback, scratch but it. When your teammates, when you have issues with your teammates, right, and no one likes you, and you've had issues with wide receivers that have left in one other places. We, like I said, we've obviously heard from Richard Sherman and his feelings towards Russell Wilson. It comes off as, to me, he wasn't the best teammate in the world, and that is a little bit fraudulent. So I'm going to go up. At least Cam, I know what I'm getting with Cam.
So you're critical of the way people judge, you know, Cam Newton.
No,
because Richard Sherman or Golden Tate are
teammates of his. Yes.
All right, maybe his teammates tapped. Maybe Richard Sherman's a little bit off there. Maybe they didn't get along. Maybe Richard Sherman's in the wrong. But
all right, one
so
guy?
You're judging him on what somebody else says about him?
Well, one guy? Okay, one guy I'll give you.
But so it's what guys, you know. It's what you hear about him.
It becomes a pattern. One is cool. Two's a pattern. Three, you stepped it in. And I think there was a third guy, too, with Russell Wilson. I have to Google it and look it up.
Yeah, but see, again,
but at least critical of people,
I guess it proves our point, though.
You criticize Cam from what you hear, what you see.
But I'm not. All I'm saying is I'm not criticizing Russell Wilson as a player. I'm not criticizing his character. All I'm saying is he's had some issues with his teammates in the past that maybe you might look and go, okay, well, how is this really? Because that to me is the most important thing. How is Cam Newton as a leader of a football team? How is Cam Newton as a competitor? Why are we judging him based on him wearing hats?
Praying to God.
Right. So we are judging him on those things that don't really matter, or after a Super Bowl when he just lost.
I would say that I do it with every sport that I watch. It doesn't matter. Because I am basing my opinion on the only information that I have. I don't know them. They won't let me into the locker room. Mm-hmm. We're not doing interviews with them. We don't ever follow Charlotte. Listening to Charlotte radio. So,
but you've never heard anything negative coming out of that
matter,
locker room.
But my point to start the show was that my attitude towards him is changing. So I was not willing to give him the benefit of the doubt until I had further information. Now you can start. I feel like you kind of saw his career path.
Okay.
And it happens to a lot of people. It happened to Brady. Okay, just not as bad. Skyrocket, rookie of the year. So everyone is proven right, taking a chance on this guy. Now so much that Under Armour signs him to a humongous deal. And then he has all these endorsements, all these TV commercials. People are speaking engagements. People are listening to him, and you can tell that clip I played. The guy's good at it.
So what made you change on Cam Newton?
Further information. Information.
But what information did you get?
Listen,
more
first of all, I'm not.
That clip that you got was funny.
That's a good personality.
His
career path,
stuff.
I can easily understand how he could be misjudged. That is my point. So his career path skyrockets.
Right.
Goes to the Super Bowl, and then you can see he gets hurt. He has the issue with you talking about routes. He actually wrecked one of his cars one time, and there was a whole story about that. So there was lots of rumors, innuendos. Whether he deserved or not, he didn't, because nobody's walking in his shoes, so nobody really knows. But all we saw was ESPN, Fox, the papers, and we're going, wow. And then to almost prove that everybody was right, you witness it for yourself. You see him in press conferences. You see him pouting. So everything good that he did, the giving the ball to kids, the whole dancing, the Superman thing, all the sacrifices that he gave up, it was lost.
But the car,
it almost disappeared.
Here's where I don't get you. The car accident happened before that audio you played, right? So you're saying, well, it's the car. You're judging him based on everything that's just recently happened. The reporter.
I'm judging him.
After a Super Bowl. But now
I don't judge him for that. I don't care about that. I don't care about him not diving for the football.
Okay, but you're saying based on the audio that you heard with that guy from the actor's studio, you're like, oh, okay.
Well, okay, how do you judge whether you like somebody or not?
How do I judge it?
How do you know if you like somebody or not?
I look at their performance on the field.
No, just in general. Forget about sports. Just in general. Somebody's got a sour look on their face,
they may be
the nicest person. Maybe they have a resting bitch face. Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a real thing.
Yes. I know it's a real thing. I think it's actually, that's the medical term.
Yes. You're not depressed. Right. You have resting bitch face.
That's it.
And you would, if somebody has resting bitch face, you would think, oh, standoffish, stay away from them.
They're
jerks.
I would base my opinion on how I feel about them on how they then talk to me.
Exactly.
Not about their face.
No, no.
Yeah, but
exactly.
Like, Wiggy, let me just say.
Exactly.
When you...
So now I've heard him talk. I've heard him outside of football. I've heard him interact.
Mm-hmm.
Not commercials that are produced and directed.
Or you know what I would do to really get to know? Here's what I think the number one thing for me is, if you really want to know, is I'd go to somebody who knows him and goes, hey, what's the deal with this person?
Yes.
And then they would say, hey, he's a great guy. He's this, that, and the other. You know, hey, Christian, what's...
change your opinion on them? Well, based on one of the people.
Yeah, that would then...
Which is what happened to me.
But here's the thing. I want to use... Because David Price is an example of this, right? I mean, and people just swear up and down, great teammate, great locker room guy, will help all his teammates, mm-hmm. will take care of everything. When he's out there, he competes like no other. And just like you talked about, people in that locker room that I know, that I vouch for, that they say something to me, I take it all the way. I'm like, okay, you know what? If you say it, it's good for me.
Right.
And I've had those conversations. And I still can't. And like I've told them, like, listen, the only way people get to know David Price, if you're not his teammate, is how he acts, whether it's on the field or whether it's in a press conference or whether he talks to the media. That's all people know.
I've seen too much of it to trust
even a guy that I would die for, his opinion on him, just based on too much that I know.
But does David Price show up and play? Does he show up every fifth day and take the ball? So David Price maybe doesn't do some of those things, and then maybe that kind of clouds your judgment of that person. With Cam Newton,
who I trust tells me how I should feel about him, I'm like, I get it, but this is just what I see, what I know.
But
that's how you judge people.
What we know is different than Cam Newton. We know Cam Newton shows up and plays. He plays through injury. He goes out there and he competes. We know that Cam didn't play this week because, you know, he had, you know, metacarpal with his fingers, and that was playing Fortnite. That's where I think your opinion of David Price changes with some of the things. Cam don't have those issues. Cam doesn't have that. We know Cam shows up to play. He competes. He works hard. He goes out there. He's a good guy in the locker room. He seems like a good leader on the football field. He's communicating with those guys when you watch him play on the sidelines. Yeah, we know, like every athlete, when you're losing, maybe you sulk a little bit. You put a towel over your head. But that's a lot of guys do that.
Okay, so based on history here.
Uh-huh.
That way of now you give Brady a pass for last year, 20 years, 1 year, he decides he's pissed off and had enough, so he starts showing how frustrated he is.
Right.
Do you think those antics, that demeanor, that body language, you think that's going to fly here? You don't think he's going to be ripped like crazy for having one instance like that? Like, there was a reason why Brady never showed you any emotion. It's a reason why Brady, even when he wanted to be frustrated mm-hmm. and be pissed, he didn't, because he knew he would be mercilessly just judged and just ruined.
Right, but I've never seen Cam on the sideline where I looked at Cam and going, like, dude, what are you doing? Like, so I don't see that, right? I don't judge somebody based on their actions on a sideline during a game, because I've been in those moments before and I know how intense things are, and I know it's the heat of the moment.
You know if some guys can handle it, but you've also seen guys in those moments handle it the right way, and some guys come unhinged.
Right.
And be reckless, and you go, dude, will you settle down and stop cheering for me?
You're not playing. You don't count.
Christian just hates guys that cheer for him when they're not playing. Only guys can cheer for me are the only ones that are out there playing.
Jesus.
All right, so listen, last call. So, Wiggy, you're going to like this one. So, as you know, the NBA, they're reporting to Orlando, the billion-dollar bubble. Well, one player wasn't thrilled with going, and our good friend Kendrick Perkins let him have it. You're going to hear that next on Last Call.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor.
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast.
I think the show's been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
No, I'll let it go.
I'm letting you go.
Last Call.
You know, it's really about the end of it.
Our very, very best. You know, we've saved for last.
Heads down, now stretch they come. Where'd you get a f***ing in?
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
All right, now would be a great time to clean out your garage and donate that old car to Cars for Kids. Now offering contact-free pickup. Call today, 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or online at carsforkids.com. All right, last call. So a lot of teams reporting to Orlando for the billion-dollar bubble. So you like Kendrick Perkins, right?
I do.
He's
I like
out
her.
There.
Yeah, he ain't afraid to say what's on his mind. I like people like that.
I love it. So I love it when he checks people too. I love it. So
he loves checking Kyrie.
So first, let you listen to what Joel Embiid said.
Okay.
Then I want to let you hear what Kendrick Perkins his response. Here's Embiid.
I know myself. I know I'm not gonna put everybody else at risk. But the question is everybody else going to do the same? And I surely, just being around this business, I surely don't think so. I'm not a big fan of the idea, but then again, you know, I'm going to do my job. And I don't trust those other guys to do the same.
Okay, so
I got no beef with that.
And neither do I, because I'm sitting there listening to it, and I've heard it's like the fourth time I've heard it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Tatum said the same thing. Jaylen Brown said the same
thing.
And
I agree with him.
So Kendrick Perkins must have some sort of beef. He just must not like Joel Embiid.
Yeah, he always goes after people he got beef with.
After him.
Oh, did he?
Oh, God, it was ugly. Go ahead, play it.
Look, do you want to hoop or not? I don't hear none of the other contenders complain. I don't hear Evan complaining. He's saying check ball. I don't hear LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard complaining. I don't hear Jason Tatum and Giannis complaining. And all they talking about is how they going to try to defend their championship. I don't see them complaining. By the way, they got a tournament that's going on right now, TBT tournament in Cleveland, Ohio. And I'm pretty sure those guys are not going to be in a billion-dollar bubble, or they not in a great situation. They not complaining. They down there hooping. So I don't want to hear all that. To me, this is just an excuse. Get knocked out. This is going to be an excuse because their superstar was halfway in. His mental wasn't there. Oh, I'm complaining. I don't know. I don't like the idea. Man, go down there and hoop. I ain't trying to hear that, man. That's a billion-dollar bubble. Check ball, like Patrick Beverly say. Check it up.
See, wow. there's something there.
There's definitely something there.
So, because he really didn't say anything. He wasn't bitching about the food. He wasn't talking. He just was like, listen, man, I don't trust them. Can I be safe? Right. We heard the same thing Tatum said. Jaylen Brown said. Right. All these fools have been talking about.
Right, because you got to think, Kendrick should know, there's going to be those couple of guys that are like, listen, we're down 0-3. We're playing Giannis tomorrow. We're probably going to get swept. Let's go to the club. Right? So, all he's saying is, not everybody's going to do the right thing, so he's a little bit concerned with that. What's the big deal?
No, I love it when he just decides to go rip on somebody. Played him sound of Jaylen Brown.
Saying the same thing.
Rip him. Right. Rip him, but he doesn't. He doesn't respect Joel Embiid.
Right.
Probably doesn't like him. Yes. Thinks he's soft. Can't win the big game.
Yep.
All he is height. No
That's
skill.
It.
All right, Wiggy. Great show today.
Always
excellent
a pleasure.
Job. It was fun. So, Jokic, I guess, dies for a little bit.
Yeah, I guess
it goes into hibernation.
Until we all meet again. We'll scratch that itch.
All right, so Lou and I will be back tomorrow for Friday's show. But you are going to be joined by Rob Bradford and Greg Dickie Dickerson. Well, I haven't seen Dickie in a while. So maybe I'll see him right now and when I get home. All right, OMF out.
Christian Fourier and Jermaine Wiggins are Jokic.
Jokic.
I like that. Coming to you live in living color.
Jokic.
Jokic, what is it?
It's just like I guess it's in the jock region.
If you have an itch, we'll scratch it.
When you scratch it, it feels so good.
Scratch the itch.
Oh.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.